and your hands and your head and everything, especially the feet. Today I'm going to not directly read from the Srimad Bhagavatam, but address a question or questions which were made by one of the not assembled devotees,
you know,
Vamshadhari Prabhu. We hope he's going to join the assembly.
You know,
Sigram. Okay, say what the question is in English and Tamil.
We are engaged in different services, and how do we know that our guru is pleased? And we don't have much personal association with the guru, and how do we understand that our guru is pleased?
Yeah, well, that's one question and a statement. All right, so say it in Tamil. This is a commonly asked question: how can we know if our guru is pleased? And often I answer this by saying, you can ask him, but that may not be necessary. If we engage in the activities of bhakti yoga, then we should know that the guru is pleased. If he asks you to rise early, attend the temple programs, perform various services, and so many instructions are there, then we should, if we're doing that, we should know that he's pleased. It's just like a wife serves her guru, the husband, pati guru. So, you know, if she cooks and looks after the home and does all these things, she doesn't have to keep on asking him, are you pleased? Are you pleased? It's understood. He should be pleased unless he has some, you know, unless he's some kind of unreasonable person. And then the question comes, well, what if the guru is there? How can we know if he's pleased? If we don't get much association, how can we know if he's pleased? But the same principle is there. If we're engaged in devotional service, then we should know that that is what's pleasing to the guru, because that's what he's asking us to do. Sometimes you have the idea that we have to charge all over the world, millions of devotees, and then the guru will be pleased. So, well, we expect he might be pleased if we do outstanding service. But if we're just steadily engaging in devotional service, we don't. Not everyone has to be a great world acharya, but if one steadily engages in devotional service, then that will please the guru who's asking us to do that. Here's one way you can know the guru is pleased. We sing it every day. There's one way we can satisfy the guru. We sing it every day. Chaturvidha Sri Bhagavat Prasada Swadvana Triptim Hari Bhakta Sangha Vaiva Triptim Bhajata Sadaiva Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. You just gave the translation in Tamil. Okay, give it in English also.
Spiritual master is pleased by saying that disciples take four varieties of prasad. And I offer my obeisances to that spiritual master.
Four categories, one could say. And that doesn't mean that from now on, each meal there has to be four preparations. Licked, chewed, drunk, and swallowed. That means like they're semi-solid and hard and like different kinds of food. They take it in different ways. That might give some idea for the cooks also, that they don't serve all dry preparations or wet preparations, but a variety like that. So this verse, Vishwacharaka Thakur has put along with the spiritual master is engaged in Sankirtan. He's always aspiring to serve Radha and Madhava. He's an ocean of mercy. It's right in there that he's also, along with seven other meditations on the Guru, one is that he's satisfied to see the devotees taking prasada. No, I said he's an ocean of mercy. That's not exactly correct. He's receiving benediction from the ocean of mercy. Receiving water from the ocean of mercy. Now, the point about not getting much association. Generally, we think that the disciple will live with the guru, more or less. Especially brahmacharis, I describe brahmachari gurukule vasam. The brahmachari lives in the residence of the guru. We find in history there have been it's not just a new thing of gurus traveling around and initiating in a wide geographical area. Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, they traveled widely and initiated widely. When Madhavendra Puri came to the house of Advaita Acharya in Shantipur, Advaita Acharya begged for initiation. He was granted it, and then Madhavendra Puri moved on, and there's no record of them ever meeting again, just one time. So the real way to associate is by accepting the Vani, which means the instructions. Instructions doesn't mean only do this, do that, but the philosophical elaboration given by the Guru. As far as personal association is concerned, Srila Prabhupada is often quoted as having said that personal association is for fools, which gives the idea that we should be intelligent enough to take the instruction and apply that in our life. Of course, we are fools, that's why we need a guru. We are fools, that's why we're in this material world. Srila Prabhupada said that I'm traveling widely just so that my disciples don't, just to help prevent my disciples from falling down. And definitely we see, I see myself and I see my godbrothers who are initiating, and their disciples, how that personal association really helps to keep them going. But practically, for spreading the Krishna conscious movement widely, widely traveling sannyasis are needed also. Srila Prabhupada wrote in one letter that, I would like to be together with all my disciples, but what can we do? Because we need to spread Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement very widely, then we have to disperse. That was the sense of them. So, what personal association we get, we can take seriously. I know some disciples of Prabhupada who had so much association, and you ask them, they say, "Oh, I just don't remember much." Because for them it was a very, I suppose, in some ways it became to them like an ordinary thing. Whereas some devotees, they had hardly any association with Prabhupada, but they remember those few moments as being very, very precious. But apart from that, the association by Vani, that is the essential part. One may have close association and not take much advantage of it. An example is given, the mosquito is very closely associating with the king, but he's not serving the king, he's sucking his blood. One of the very first disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, who lived with him very closely, from the very beginning days, even before he took sannyas, later he disappointed Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. That disciple, after many years living as a brahmachari with Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he went home and wanted to get married, and he didn't marry. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was not at all pleased. He took it as practically as a fall down. So in our ISKCON today, we just take it as normal that people join the ashram as brahmacharis, and then after some time they go home and get married, or otherwise they pick up a girl from somewhere and get married. But that's not the expected, especially if one is wearing saffron, it's expected that that's it, there's no going back. So anyway, I was giving that example that he had very close association, but he wasn't, or he didn't, it appears, take full advantage of that. Whereas our own Srila Prabhupada said that I only had association with my Guru Maharaj on no more than a dozen occasions. But Prabhupada, he got the essence of that association. When Srila Prabhupada was reading the explanation of the Vyavasara Mikabhudhya Ekeha Kurunandana verse, which speaks of one-pointedness, fixity of mind, Srila Prabhupada noted it struck him, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's statement, that satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of success in spiritual life. And that became the focus of Srila Prabhupada's life, this statement. And he also attempted to inculcate that in his disciples. Of course, ISKCON today is somewhat different than it was when Srila Prabhupada was personally present. One thing is that Srila Prabhupada isn't personally present. In one sense, he is present. Don't put the book on the floor. When Srila Prabhupada was asked by a journalist what will happen to this movement after you die, Prabhupada said, "I will never die, I will live forever in my books, and you can utilize." Those who are intelligent and spiritually insightful, they can take advantage of Srila Prabhupada's books and associate with Srila Prabhupada in this way. But still, there is a difference between it's bhedabhi, difference and non-difference between Srila Prabhupada's personal presence and his being present at the present time. One difference is that if we don't understand something in Prabhupada's books, we can't personally approach him to ask him. Well, you could say, well, you can pray to Prabhupada and he can give the answer, but that can be misleading also. There's one devotee writing to me asking for guidance, and I advised her to dedicate herself to distributing Prabhupada's books. And she hated that advice so much, she wrote back to me, "I was so upset and I went and prayed to Prabhupada, what should I do?" And Prabhupada said to me, "You should kick him in the head," meaning kick me in the head. So she wrote me a really nasty letter. I said, "It's authorized because Prabhupada told me." So, the little voice within Mahatma Gandhi spoke of, I listened to the little voice within me. So, and then he spoke that out to the rest of the world. So, personal guidance is also required. There are the Ritvik Vadis who say, well, you just read Prabhupada's books, everything's in Prabhupada's books. But even though Prabhupada's books are written very simply, different people, different devotees or disciples of Prabhupada, they understand different things by reading the same books. For instance, some say that, well, we should accept Prabhupada's spiritual instructions as absolute, but not those pertaining to the material world, which is true in one sense, because the application of spiritual instruction will vary according to various times, places, and persons involved. Which is actually why we need a guru, because how to understand and how to apply the instructions of Shastra is the very reason why we need to have a guru. And then again the question comes, okay, but then it puts me back to the original question. I need a guru, but then I don't see him much, so where's the guru? But another way that ISKCON is different today is that there are many disciples of Srila Prabhupada who have accepted the responsibility of initiating others. And although we can say that, or no, not just we can say, but obviously not in the same stature of Srila Prabhupada. I mean, a sadhu of the stature of Prabhupada is rare, even the day of Lord Brahma, how many come? Not many, but those who faithfully carry the instructions, we can see that they carry the potency and mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Association of your gurus, Srila Prabhupada's disciples, are passing away. Almost every day or week, there's another disciple of Prabhupada is passing away. So take advantage of that association. And of all the advanced devotees who are seriously dedicating their life in Prabhupada's service, you don't see it much in India, but in America or England, you may find many disciples of Prabhupada who aren't really doing that much to serve the mission of Prabhupada. So those who are very seriously serving the mission of Srila Prabhupada, we should take advantage of their association. Srila Prabhupada, of course, he had so many disciples spread all over the world. Prabhavishnu Swami, I don't think you, most of you probably don't know him much. I served under him for several years, mostly in my formative years in this movement. He told me that twice after he was initiated, when he was in the presence of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada asked his senior disciples, referring to Prabhupada, I mean, who is he, what's his name? So you might say, well, if he doesn't even know your name, then what? Where's the relationship? Well, there's the relationship. He asked, Prabhupada asked his more senior disciples. Later, Prabhupada Swami got a lot of personal association with Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada wrote him a long letter, very much appreciating his Prabhupada Swami. Of course, he was a brahmachari in those days, but everyone in England considered him just to be like, to be just like a sannyasi, even though he hadn't officially accepted sannyasa at that time. Yeah, so Prabhupada wrote Prabhupada Brahmachari at the time, he took out the first traveling Sankirtan party in England, traveling from town to town and doing Harinams and distributing books. Srila Prabhupada was very pleased with this and wrote him a long letter giving advice and expressing his pleasure. Many of the devotees who were distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, they even when Prabhupada was in the temple, visiting their temple, they didn't stay in the temple all day. They would go out and distribute books because they thought that, you know, what's going to be more pleasing to Prabhupada, sitting around and hoping to catch a glimpse of him or hear some words that he says, or to go out and distribute his words to the public. They had no doubt which was more pleasing, to distribute his books. They'd caught the current of they were tuned into the frequency that Prabhupada was giving out, therefore they were able to receive that. Srila Prabhupada, he didn't attend the impossible to try and personally instruct every single one of his several thousand disciples, but he trained a few disciples, and he expected them, which is how naturally how the movement spread. They trained those who are younger like this. So practically in this center here in Salem, it's Gokul Chandra is here, and he's very seriously endeavoring to follow Srila Prabhupada. And at least those who are my direct disciples here, I can tell them that if you work under his guidance, then that will please me. Once one of my godbrothers, Ravi Prabhu from England, he told me, that he asked Srila Prabhupada, that, what should I do to please you? Ravi Prabhu at that time was serving under Lokanath Swami. Prabhupada indicated Lokanath Swami and said, follow him. So there's some thoughts on this big subject. It's a big subject. It can be difficult to understand. It can be easy to understand also. If we want to analyze all the, just like in family life, giving that same example, if we try to analyze all the ins and outs and it's unlimited. But the basic principle is very simple. And the husband is dharmic and the wife follows and they cooperate to serve Krishna, then everything's perfect. The only real problem is ourselves. So that's why we have to accept the discipline of following the instructions, and that will help to discipline the mind. Yeah, Prabhupada said this, that struck him when he read this, the satisfaction of the spiritual master, that's essential. Then later, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur personally said to him, if you ever get money, print books. So these two instructions, the one, the general instruction to please the spiritual master, then the specific instruction to print books, these two together, they formed Srila Prabhupada's life mission to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. So Prabhupada said that I understood my spiritual master is very interested in books. It means transcendental literature, not just any books. So Srila Prabhupada very much emphasized this publication and distribution of books. This, he wrote in one purport in the Srimad Bhagavatam that all our activities in the Krishna conscious movement are centered on distribution of transcendental literature. So if we distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, there's no doubt that will be very pleasing to Srila Prabhupada. And that will be pleasing to Srila Prabhupada's disciples because they want to please Srila Prabhupada. They want to see Srila Prabhupada pleased also. Again, Prabhupada Swami told me that he several times heard Srila Prabhupada say that book distribution is the guru's business. Yeah. Any question, please? Or?
our parampara is siksha parampara.
You can put it right there.
Our parampara is siksha parampara.
Diksha is also there. It's not that only siksha. Diksha is also there. We say that it's a siksha parampara. It's also diksha parampara. But there's no diksha. But the parampara is not only by diksha. In other words, the parampara is not traced simply by a line of initiations.
So how do we understand? We have like a Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru. So like in most of the cases in current days, Diksha Guru's senior disciple is acting as a Shiksha Guru. So our link is how
Shiksha Guru? Yeah, okay. Say in Tamil. How is the link there? Is it through the Shiksha Guru?
Yes.
Or through the senior disciples?
இன்னைக்கு பார்த்தோம் அப்படின்னா நம்ம நிறைய பக்தர்கள்
Yes, it is through the senior disciples, but not in the same sense as one also has a personal relationship with the Diksha Guru, and what the senior disciple said, that always has to be confirmed. If there's any doubt, that's to be confirmed with the initiating guru. And one may change one's place. The strong bond is there with the Diksha Guru. That's generally speaking. I mean, I know cases of devotees whose training and their link or their commitment is more to their Shiksha Guru than their Diksha Guru. Many times this, we speak in general principles, but you can't legislate faith or love. All right? Hare Krishna.